at Dictation new patient, Kennedy Miller, KENNEDYMILLER, date of service is 9/30/2025. Date of birth is 11/24/1981. Date of accident, 4/19/2025. The patient is here for evaluation on 9/30/2025. Kennedy Miller, KENNEDYMILLER. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, lower back, headaches. Patient suffered from an automobile accident on 4/19/2025, that led to the complaints as indicated in the history. The details of the automobile accident are not present. They'll be dictated separately. History of presenting illness. The patient reports that he's suffering from pain in the neck, which is 7, and is radiating to the right upper arm off and on, and when it radiates, it is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, but it ends up to the elbow. There's no radiation of pain below the elbow to the fingers. No numbness, tingling is reported. Lower back pain is reported to be 8 and is radiating to the both buttocks posteriorly up to the knee area only. The lower back pain is present continuously. Headaches are reported. They are present in the vertex, 2 per day, and they are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He had a fracture of the orbit, which is 8, and it has healed up since the accident, I'm sure, but we don't have the CT scan or any X-ray finding right now. He can walk up to a block, sit for 15 minutes, stand for 30 minutes, sleep for 5 hours. These pains come and go. He also reports of mild to moderate pain in the knee area, which is 5, and they come and go, and he cannot sit too long. He has a difficult time going upstairs or come down. All of these pains are described to be present several times a day as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, and they vary from 8 to 10, and ADLs are affected, 8. Please, modified factors for the pain are: pain is worsened by sitting, bending, driving, and improved by nothing. But medications do help. Numbness and tingling is reported in the area of posterior lower extremity, but including buttock and back of the thigh and the right upper arm. No muscle weakness or blood or bowel incontinence is reported. No history of any sudden anesthesia reported, and no lightheadedness, weakness. Mild anxiety is reported. The patient also has a history of a previous automobile accident in 2018, where he was traveling as a passenger in the left side of the rear, left rear in an Uber car. At that time, he cannot remember the details. The case got settled. David, David Ohheas, was the attorney. He did bang his neck, back, and head, and knees at that time, but he got better. History of past treatment. Patient tells that he did go to Extension Hospital emergency room on the day of accident, was accompanied by his wife, where he was there for 3 to 4 hours. X-rays were done, but no CT scan. He was discharged on medications. Now he goes to East Side 11 Mile for physical therapy and pain medication and healing rehabilitation. Physical therapy, 8 Mile and Saltsfield he is going. And he goes 3 days a week for last 6 months, 75 visits. He's done a massage, no chiropractic treatment. And according to the maps, he has seen Dr. Bachu on the day of accident, 9-18-2025, and was provided with a narco at the site, Tylenol codeine. Please review the records for system review, for past surgical histories. He has an umbilical hernia. He doesn't know the surgeon or the ear. Allergies to seafood. Please review the record for family history, relationship status, employment status, disability. His attorney is David O'Keefe, O-K-E-E-S. Personal history. ADLs, and and the diagnosis page. The physical examination. This is a 43-year-old African American male, 6 feet tall, 194 in weight. Blood pressure is 144/111. Pulse is 92. Pulse ox is 100. Temperature 96.7. He is alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device. And he doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, including the musculature examination. In musculoskeletal inspection, palpation is from the template. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed in the area of L1 to L5. Bilaterally, no trigger points, 1+ hypertonus again. Range of motion cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is negative. Lerma test is negative, destruction test negative, so all test was negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test and Roos test negative. In lumbar spine, straight legism test was positive at 35 degrees. CLR is positive, CAM test was positive. Weger test negative, Davinsky sign negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are positively tender, and the Faber test was positive. Bilateral, transfer test is positive bilateral. The standing flexion test is positive. Iliac compression test positive. Distraction test positive. Extremities. Except for both knees, the rest of the extremities are normal and there are no complaints on them. And please use the template. In the knee examination, both the knees appear to be completely normal with no scar or erythema effusion, no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry, warm or cold, no crepitus grinding, range of motion is normal to 135, no collateral ligament damage. Motor power normal, valgus varus subnoding not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehensions positive. Please review the diagnosis from diagnosis test. Plan of care from the template treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is being ordered to once a week. We have requested the record release from the physical therapy that the patient has been going to and a recertification if required. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are being provided to the patient as follows. Meloxicam, 7.5 for anti-inflammatory effect. Alavil, 50 milligram for GAD disorder and sleep. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, anti-nerve headache relief. Lidocaine gel, lidocaine ointment, 5%. For topical pain relief. Lunesta for sleep is being provided 1 milligram at night. Prilosec for stomach protection. And narcotic analgesic, Narco, 5 milligram. One pill a day for 15 days is being provided for pain relief for now. Non-pharmacic modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI. is as follows. The MRIs are done at MRI center affiliated MRI. And cervical MRI shows a broad-based disc herniation, 12 millimeter at C6 and C7, encroaching mildly to the anterior epidural space. Along with there is a facet irregularities, contributing asymmetric high-grade right-sided neural foramen and nerve. Facet irregularities are also found at C5 and 6. In the lumbar spine, there is an MRI done on 8-7-2025. It shows disc herniation of L4-5, L5-S1, superimposed acute and ulnar facet irregularities presently posteriorly at L4, L5. Thoracic spine is completely normal. Brain MRI is also completely normal. Except there is a fracture defect, medial right orbital wall correlates with us to correlate with the CT scan. Drug screen was also obtained. Conventional pain procedure, patient is being recommended LESI times 4, CESI times 2, and facet joint injections. Times 2, SI joint injection. Times 2 on both sides. Surgical options, patient may be referred to a spine surgeon for the possibility of spinal cord stimulation device. Referral to neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released from the physical therapy and the physician. Investigations, no new investigation is being deemed necessary to be ordered. DME, patient already has back brace, neck brace. Education, yes. Disability, patient is considered disabled for now, for work. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.